Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
So this is, for me, the game changer that makes mirrorless cameras, especially in the dental field, the number one tool. I would not go for DSLR. If you once have tried the mirrorless camera with all these options you have, you would never go back.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, and we're doing another expert interview this week. This week, I have Dr. Alessandro Devigas from Switzerland on, and if you don't know him, that means you're not following him on social media. And he is an expert in digital photography and videography for dentistry. So we're going to dive in a little bit deeper. Alessandro, how are you doing today, my friend?
Well, I'm great. Just now enjoying the break, talking to you. I did, like I'm saying also on social media, we created a lot of happy smiles. And now I'm happy talking to you about one of my favorite topics, that is photography. It's interesting that you still are talking about digital photography, because the digital thing is now, let's say, almost 30 years. I remember that I started back in 1999. I started earlier, but let's say the first digital SLR camera that I used in my dental office was the Nikon D1 back in 1999. So it's 25 years along the line that I'm using digital photography, let's say, on a professional level. In my dental office, we had a transition phase. The first 3-4 years that I'm still was using my old slides, scanned them in, and then let's say 2003, 2004, we switched completely to what we call digital. Today, it's photography.
Yeah, we don't have to say digital anymore. You're absolutely correct on that. It's just photography. You know, it's very interesting. I bought my first digital camera in 1998. It was an Epson camera in the highest resolution. I think it did 320 resolution at that point in time. And that camera was almost $800-$900. I bought it in dental school and people thought I was crazy. But I've always had this fascination for technology. But listen, let's start with this, okay? Those of you that listen to the podcast know how much I love photography, specifically for case acceptance. And one of my issues that I'm having right now, or that I struggle with, is that Instagram and Facebook and social media have made dental photography no longer about the patient and all about how fancy it can be. So can you talk to us about maybe the different levels of photography that a dentist should be thinking about?
Yeah, that's a good question and a good point to start with, because for me, dental photography, and that's the important message for all out there, we have two ways of look at our patients. We have x-rays to look through them and photography and videography to look at them. And Would you put a softbox on your X-ray machine? No, you wouldn't. So basically, we have to differentiate between artistic photography that we see on social media, using softboxes, using diffusers, playing with lights, some people also playing a little bit too much with Photoshop to show off, to show off. And I get a lot of questions from young dentists. How can I do this dentistry that I'm seeing on this or that account? And I tell them, no, this is not dentistry. This is just artwork using good equipment, or let's say cheating with light, making things look unreal. It's really unreal, unrealistic. If you use these diffusers, these soft boxes, and you overdo it, you lose all the details. Everything looks nice. And it's not what dental photography is meant to be for. Dental photography, again, is the pendant to X-ray. It's clinical documentation at a standardized level. So you need to be able comparing X-rays you take over time, and the same applies to your photography. Photographs, initial photograph, between treatment, final result should follow a sequence, the same aspect ratio, the same lighting, the same settings, the same white balance, so that you can compare it. And you can compare it the way it really looks and not how it might look. You know what I mean? So this is a misconception. And I always tell people, do your standard photography as you're doing your standard X-ray to follow up your cases, to learn about your mistakes. And then, if you have the time, shoot this fancy stuff to play around on social media, to impress your colleagues or whatever you want to do, or you can use it for marketing purposes. But coming back to the main goal, and this is what I always tell people, there is one article written in 1985 by Wolfgang Bengel. And for all out there who want that, I'm sharing this as much as I can, because if you read this article, you know what dental photography is all about. The only thing that changes in this article, he's talking about single lens reflex camera, analog camera with the film, but the macro lens, the flash, the retractors, the positions, what you have to capture to document the case, it's still the same for 40 years or even longer. And this is for me the key message.
Yeah, so I want to kind of I'm making comments as we're I'm making notes as we're talking about this, and so I hate to use it this way, but at the highest, what I call fake level is what you're calling artistic photography. That's like all the fancy lights and all this stuff. You capture it in like super high shutter speed. You're capturing the water droplets and all these crazy things I'm seeing. Okay, then there's clinical documentation. Now that's important to me, because I want to document my work. And that's talking about, hey, I want to have a good quality camera with consistency, consistent lighting, consistent magnification, consistent spacing. And that's documenting my work before, more than before and afters as a basics, but then even kind of step by step. And the clinical documentation is how I made my outside of dentistry career as a speaker, was doing good clinical documentation. But for me, the other part, and this will lead into our next point of conversation, is there's just basic pictures to communicate to the patient before they say yes to the dentistry. And I call that patient communication photography. So now, Alessandro, help us with this, because as I'm teaching more and more, I get all these questions. I get so many questions about artistic photography. And I always try to say, what are you doing to get the patient to say yes? And they want to spend three, four, five, $6,000 on all this artistic photography equipment. What equipment is needed for basic patient communication? Like, I just want to take a photograph to show my patient their old fillings, to show my patient their smile. What is the minimum I can do to get good, reasonably good quality there?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family, T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
So basically, if you just needed to communicate with your patients, you might even consider getting you just a smartphone with an LED light. But again, this is not standardized photography because smartphones are not made primarily to shoot macro images. If we are talking about taking images of teeth, we are talking about a special kind of photography, which is macro close-up photography. And therefore, I recommend using a macro lens. The macro lens is the most important part of the whole equipment. The second most important part is a good flash. You can start with a ring flash. Today, last year, I developed together with Godox. We enhanced a ring flash system. We enhanced the lateral flash system to make it easier to use for the community. The least important part is the camera. So today, a basic kit, be it Nikon, Sony, or Canon, which are the three brands I recommend, you can start with a very compact, very lightweight camera, invest in a good macro lens, and start with a decent ring flash. So basically, Nikon Z50, Canon R10, Sony A6400, with the macro lenses that come to the Nikon 105mm, Canon RF100, and Sony 90mm. And I will put on all these three the Godox MFR76. That's the latest generation of ring flash from Godox, which has a little bit a larger ring compared to the standard ring flashes, so gets a little bit more diffused light to make it, for me, the perfect everyday tool to document all your cases. You can even do high aesthetic documentation using these very simple tools that are very affordable. I mentioned in my posts, these basic tools cost less than a smartphone.
Yeah, they do. So let's call it a good clinical documentation camera. The most important thing is the quality of the lens itself. Okay. So yeah. That would be like the Canon, I call it the red stripe lens. Nikon has a lens and Sony has a 90mm lens. The second important component is the ring flash. And you're recommending the Godox MFR76.
Yes.
Okay. And then the third most important part is the camera. And I think we're living in a world where camera is now preference on color, temperature, and things like that. And there's Nikon, Canon, and Sony. And then I have on that same line, what is the difference or importance of mirror versus mirrorless in dental photography? Does it matter?
Well, DSLRs are no longer produced. Yeah. They are out of the market. You can still buy one, but let's say old ones. We are definitely now, we have switched from DSLR to mirrorless. Okay. So I switched from mirrorless 6 years ago when Nikon entered the mirrorless market. They made both cameras for a certain time, but now also switched completely to mirrorless because cameras are more compact. Cameras have a larger opening, offering more possibilities in development of higher quality lenses. The not having this optical viewfinder makes the cameras also cheaper. You have less mechanical parts. The technology advancements are there. So basically today, I'm not even talking about DSLR cameras anymore. I have in my presentation to show, let's say, the diagram, what is the difference between a DSLR and a mirrorless camera. But I would never buy a DSLR camera, not because it's not working anymore, but it's completely outdated. And I tell you what is the main reason to get your mirrorless camera is an option that is called focus peaking. Focus peaking means that you see in the viewfinder where your focus point or your sharpness level is. This is something that was developed in videography, that in the video cameras, you were like, it's highlighting with a special technical effect. It's highlighting edges and you can color them. You can make them red, yellow, or white. In dentistry, I would select red because it's the best contrast on your teeth. And then when you're focusing, you see where you are in focus. So no need to look through the viewfinder. It's much easier to get all your images in focus right away. And it helps you also in orientation. So this is for me the game changer that makes mirrorless cameras, especially in the dental field, the number one tool. I would not go for DSLR. If you once have tried the mirrorless camera with all these options you have, you would never go back. It's like in CAD CAM dentistry, you know, if you get the latest the latest intraoral scanner, you would not go back and use the one that is 10 years old.
Like Alessandro, for those listening, Alessandro and I go so far back that we remember using powder and having to click our camera machine to take individual pictures for each image. It's almost unthinkable at this point. Alessandro, I would like to go backwards for a second, okay, if you don't mind. Let's talk about this smartphone camera for a moment, okay? And here's why I want to talk about this. When I teach, I want a dentist to have a camera in every operatory. And so for many dentists to buy this clinical setup in every operatory is mentally daunting for them. So if I were trying to outfit my hygienist, all of our team members have a smartphone. So if I wanted to use my existing smartphone to take pretty good patient communication photographs, what things would I need for my smartphone to do this?
There are two things. First thing is, if you have a smartphone that you use on your patients, you should not take this outside of your office for legal reasons. So this is something that often is underrated or overseen, that if you just bring your smartphone from home, you bring it in the office, I'm not talking about hygiene or anything, and then you click and shoot images of your patient saying, okay, I get two or three smartphones that are in our dental office only used for this communication photography. And then you just need an LED light. Basically, there are, I think, now 40 or 50 systems on the market that offer like a side light. So you can mount your smartphone. It's like a smartphone holder with a left and right lateral illumination that gets the light into the patient mouth and gives you some, let's say, decent illumination, because smartphones are struggling with low light situations. So the best quality, if you shoot with a smartphone, the more light you have, the better your images are.
Do you recommend any type of macro attachment or one of those little like clip-on lenses or anything like that?
You can use this, but the problem is then you have to find like a standard. If you for some months use a clip-on, then you don't use it. So basically, most of the advanced smartphones offer two or three lenses. Mm-hmm. And from there, go for the longest, so the so-called portrait lens, and use this lens, and this gives really decent results with less distortion. So the issue or one problem I see with smartphone photography is that using the wide-angle lens, going close to the patient, you get perspective distortion.
Right.
So that's why you need to use the longest lens you have. You can use macro adapter, but then you have it to use on all your smartphones. That you need to try to get consistent results with the one, two, or three smartphones you're using on your patients, that the pictures look at least almost the same. But the most important part is good illumination, LED lights. There are tons of of products out on the market.
Any recommendations on a good quality?
Well, the most expensive one for me is the one from Smilight, Smilight MDP2, which I think is the most advanced one, but also the most expensive one. And it's interesting that from this device, there are so many copies out there at half the price. At the end, I think the difference is not that big. Because LED lights have become much better. Also, the cheap LED lights have now, we called it the CRI index. Right. So how good is the reproduction of the light, of these LED lights? And today, even the cheapest LED lights offer a very decent light quality.
The reason I brought all of this up is I believe these smartphones with the right attachment can help get offices started to see the value of photography in the hygiene department. And then they can easily justify spending the $2,000-$3,000 on a true mirrorless lens and ring flash setup. But I'm just trying to get people started, and so that to me is the number one step. So,
That's absolutely. I always tell people better shoot images with whatever camera you have than not shooting images.
Yeah. So that's kind of my conversation on photography. I have some other conversations I'd like to have with you. And so if you don't mind, how do you transition from... So Alessandro, tell us the business that you're on Instagram. What is your channel called there?
So my channel is dentist.camera. And it's interesting, the story behind that. I organized a dental photography conference back in 2019 in Seville, in Spain. So we had around 100 people from around the globe joining us and sharing their passion and love for dental photography. We had a great time, and we decided, okay, 2020, we will redo this in Budapest. That's a beautiful city in Hungary. And you know what happened, Corona. And so our plans, we had to postpone twice. And at the end, we lost a little bit the momentum of all that. But at the same time, I was starting... Basically, it started to promote this dental photography conference, and it ended up sharing my passion of photography. Now also a little bit more also my passion on videography with the global community. And as a side business, or let's say as a side development, I started also my other project called Dental TV. Dental TV basically... with the idea in mind, everything you never learned at dental school. Yeah. And if you think, there's a lot. So it started also there from photo, video, social media, marketing, communication, well-being. Basically, there's a ton of things that we don't get really taught on dental school. It was interesting. I had a conversation with Markus Platz from Penn University, and I was telling him, Markus, why... You are shooting nice pictures, you're lecturing all over the world. Why are you not teaching your students how to take good pictures? So dental photography is something that is not taught at dental school. And for me, this is like an X-ray course. You should have a photography course.
Because today
communication, self-evaluation, treatment planning, all these are not possible if you don't use images.
I always say that the most important technology I've ever added to my career was dental photography. More important than CAD cam, more important than CBCT, more important than sedation, more important than anything you can name for the reasons that you just mentioned. Patient communication, self-evaluation to get better, marketing to tell the consumers what I do so they can come choose me. And so it is the most important thing that I do. And you're right. I don't understand why they don't teach it. So tell me more about Dentist Camera. Like, because I thought you had pretty much practiced less and less and more time on this, but I was shocked when you told me that you still see patients 40 hours per week. So how do you balance this? What do you do on Dentist? For those that don't know Dentist Camera, what do you do on Dentist.camera?
Well, on Dentist.camera, I'm answering questions. So my strategy on social media was not just posting stuff that I'm interested in, I'm always listening. I get so many direct messages from around the world. What camera to buy? What settings? How would you do this? How would you do that? And basically, I'm answering in my reels, in my videos. I prefer posting videos because I think I get the message better to the viewers than posting single images or long text formats. Basically, it's a Q&A. It's answering questions from the audience. And then from time to time, you start repurposing or reposting the same information, because sometimes people ask me a question and then I tell them, well, but I posted this 2 months ago. Mm. Because the attention span is so short, often you can repurpose or say, okay, this video maybe didn't get the message the way it should be. There's still a question left. So let's reshoot this and resend this information out to the community. And yeah, it looks like people enjoying it, and I'm enjoying it as well. And time, the thing is, I told you, I get up very early in the morning. I get up at 5 a.m. First thing, I walk the dog, to get fresh air in my brain. Then we have breakfast. I go to my office. And before I start working on my patients, you see here, I have my my studio installed and I'm shooting my videos. If you would see here, are like 20 cameras around and everything is here ready to grab and talk about and share this information. So basically, my production is before I start treating patients. What I recently started is hiring 2 or 3 young guys helping me with video editing, because this was something that I have to tell you, this was a little bit stressful. So you have recorded everything in the morning and you say, okay, I want to post this afternoon. But then obviously the patient is more important. My patients are more important than my social media. Basically, this is also something I tell always people, if you don't enjoy doing this, don't do it. Don't do social media just because your neighbor is doing it or some fancy guy or some fancy girl is doing it. You need to have fun doing it. And if all this social media manager or people want it, that want to sell me, I don't know what, I always tell them, look, I just tell you, I'm here for fun, nothing else. I don't want to make money. I'm just sharing my passion. Obviously, I want to get people to subscribe to Dental TV one day, because so they get more information. But Dentist.camera is sharing my passion, sharing my love for photo and video.
The reason I bring this up is one of the things I'm trying to get my listeners and those that are in our coaching mastermind is, without even telling you, you answered exactly the way I wanted you to answer it. Okay. Now the difference is your customer is other dentists or dental professionals on dentist.camera. What I'm trying to get dentists to understand is their customer is their public consumer. And nothing gets better social media views and drives business to a practice than answering common questions. And people often wonder, what questions do I answer? Do I answer the same questions over and over again? How do I do the editing? And you just answered all of those questions. Number one, people ask common questions all the time in your practice. Your patients are asking you, how much does this cost? Does this hurt? What do I have to have my tooth taken out? And these are the topics for these 2-3. And I assume you're talking about 60-second, 2-minute videos, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So these are the topics for your 60-second, 2-minute, 3-minute videos. Okay. And then you answer the question that, yes, they asked the same question. But if somebody asked the same question, that means there's something you didn't answer the first time go around. So then you redo that one video. And then the big challenge is the video editing. And we live in a world today where, you know, you're at a stage where you've hired people, maybe they're remote workers, maybe they're local workers. But we live in a world now where, for example, my podcast is edited by some wonderful lady in the Philippines, you know, and so we live in a world where you can get all of this done that you don't feel the pressure yourself to do this. And I just begging dentists, especially dentists in early in the middle of their career, to make time to utilize social media as a business tool and not a personal tool. And you talked about that as well. So That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And one thing you mentioned, it's important that you learn to show up yourself. So I see that one issue, one of the biggest issue in the dental community, and not only the dental community, is lack of communication skills. Mm-hmm. Communication is talking to your patients, talking to your team, but also talking to the outside world. And this needs training. That's why I started recording myself every morning. I had 3 years ago, I had several coaching sessions because I always thought, oh, I never want to go in front of a camera because I look awful. I don't know how to smile. I don't know how to speak. Or maybe somebody's seeing that I have some bristles or whatever, that my skin is not looking good or my hair are not looking. You know what I mean? So, but you have to overcome all this. And it's all about training and then getting the self-confidence to speak into the camera. And I always say, my camera is my friend. I talk to the camera. And this is important. For example, on a website, I tell people on your office website, there should be a video of yourself talking to your patients. I will reshoot my video because I don't like it anymore. So what I want to do is like a scene that it's like the camera is entering my office. I'm standing there at let's say the front desk, welcoming the patient, and maybe some of my team is sitting there and welcoming the patient and tell them, look, we are here to help you and we are looking forward to treat your smile, help you with whatever you want. And this creates like a little bit of personalized information and creates also a little bit of confidence. So this is, I think, one of the key elements is to communicate and to dare also to communicate with your patients.
That's so amazing. Alessandro, it's been too long since we've seen each other. Thank you so much for coming on. Obviously, people can find you on dentist.camera and Dental TV on social media. You will not know what kind of pizza he ate last night. You will only know what kind of professional work he is doing, which I love personally. That's a big lesson for me in my life, is to focus on my professional career in social media and leave my personal life to my personal life. Any last words of wisdom or anything you'd like to share with our audience today?
Well, I mentioned this. Look, I did so many interviews with people around the world during the pandemic, with dentists, with photographers, with business owners. And there's two things that always came up at the end, because they were like people with a little bit of experience. And I asked them, what would you share with, let's say, the younger audience? What are the main things that you would like to share? And it always comes to two words, love and passion. Love what you do, do it with passion. And especially in today's world where everybody thinks, oh, I want to work less. So the work-life balance, work less, live more. But I tell you, if you have passion for what you're doing, and for me, my work is my hobby, you know? And it's not, I don't feel pressure working. And this is something that maybe the young generation needs to understand, that working doesn't mean effort and negative feeling. This can create also happy feelings. And especially if you're a dentist, start talking to your patients, because we see that there's ongoing depression in the dental community, personal issues, well-being. And this is caused by non-communication. You have so many chances every day to speak to your patients, to communicate, and not just ask them, does it hurt? Open your mouth, rinse, please. But start talking to your patients. Start talking also to your team. Ask them what they did on the weekend without going into details. But try to be in your dental office as you would be among friends. Be open, communicate. And then you feel the positive energy entering yourself, and you can then give this energy out to your patients, which are the most important thing in our work life.
Wow, that's an amazing message to end with. Alessandro, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. For those of you that want to learn more about photography, that want to understand the equipment, no better solution than dentist.camera. So go there, learn more, and follow Alessandro, and also follow Dental TV.